KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. In the news for today, a cold late-season winter storm system will bring a quick period of snow to the Sierras late tonight into Thursday evening. The heaviest snow is expected above 6,500 feet, with lighter accumulations possible down to 3,500 to 5,000 feet. A winter weather advisory will be in effect from noon Thursday to midnight Thursday night above 6,500 feet. Expect total snow accumulations of 3 to 4 inches over both Carson Pass and Ebbets Pass. Localized amounts of up to 6 inches are possible. Plan on slippery road conditions. Campers and hikers should prepare for winter conditions. Don't venture into the backcountry without winter gear this week. And be prepared again for reduced visibilities at times when you're behind the wheel. Well, today, Amador County moves to the least restrictive yellow tier within California's blueprint for a safer economy. Advancement to the yellow tier means increased capacity for indoor activities and businesses, along with increased outdoor capacity limits for gatherings, private events, and community sporting events. Amador County Public Health reports 10 more cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total laboratory confirmed case count to 1,786. Now, the new cases include 2 children under the age of 18, 3 aged 18 to 49, 2 50 to 64, and 3 over 65 years of age. 2 Amador residents are currently hospitalized. Over 30,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered to Amador residents to date. The former chief executive officer of American Legion Post 108 Ambulance Service, the provider of emergency ambulance services for both Amador and Calaveras counties, has been charged with embezzling over $500,000 from the company by the Amador County District Attorney's Office. Alan Al Lennox faces 15 felony charges. 2 of the charges are grand theft embezzlement using a credit card, and 11 are charges of embezzlement using checks. The amounts alleged to have been stolen in the counts range from $150,000 down to $2,500. These thefts are alleged to have taken place between 2014 and 2018. Lennox is also charged with felony perjury for lying about loans made by the ambulance service to himself and with destroying corporate records. The charging documents also include a special circumstance enhancement for white-collar crime in which more than $500,000 has been stolen. Each of the 13 embezzlement charges carries a potential sentence of 16 months to 3 years incarceration. The special enhancement may increase the sentence by 2 to 5 years. Lennox, currently a resident of Oregon, headed up the ambulance service for 26 years. The Ione City Council, facing criticism from both without and within, has voted to keep its current contract for operating the city's sewer plant with Peck Water Corporation. Meeting last night, the City Council voted to extend the existing wastewater operations contract for an additional 2 years. The city will pay the firm an estimated $422,000 per year for the service. New interim city manager Michael Rock recommended the contract, saying the city did not have the time to seek another management firm or start managing the sewer plant with city employees, and that ending the contract could leave the city without an operator at the end of June. Members of the public were critical of that decision, voicing long-standing complaints about the firm and the city sewer plant. They were joined by Mayor Stacy Rhodes, who said he ran for city council in order to correct what he saw as mismanagement of the sewer plant. Underlining complaints was news that last Thursday, a new inspection letter from regional water authorities reached the city threatening further violations at the wastewater plant. In the end, the council voted 4-1 to approve the contract with Peck, with only Rhodes opposed. The council also approved a contract with ACRA to open and operate the city pool for the 2021 swim season. And national industry publication Modern Healthcare on Monday named Sutter Amador Hospital as among the best places to work in healthcare in 2021. Driven largely by the input of the hospital's own employees, it's the fourth year that Sutter Amador has been named a best place to work in healthcare. According to Sutter Amador Hospital CEO Tom Dixon, to receive this honor during such a difficult year is especially significant. Our physicians, doctors, nurses, and support staff worked hard to give the best care possible for all residents of our area, and their hard work and compassion for their neighbors is evident in this award. The Best Places to Work in Healthcare Award identifies and recognizes outstanding employers in the healthcare industry nationwide, includes evaluating an organization's workplace policies, practices, and demographics. Employee survey results make up the majority of the evaluation, which measures the overall employee experience. And those traveling in San Andreas may want to allow more time, and school bus routes will be impacted as a section of Main Street will be closed for emergency work tomorrow. The road work will be closed between Pope Street and Court Street for emergency water line and water repairs. The closure is for one day from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Detour signage will be in place tomorrow, and some school bus routes will be affected. For questions, you can call Public Works at 754-6401. And CAL FIRE's Tuolumne-Calaveras unit will burn off 12 acres on Thursday as part of a prescribed burn to reduce hazardous fuels around New Hogan Reservoir. The TCU will start igniting the grass along the shore of the reservoir near the observation point sometime between 8 and 10 a.m., with the burn expected to last 2 to 4 hours. The purpose of this burn is to provide training for firefighters while removing hazardous fuels at the day-use area. Control lines and the lakeshore will be used to prevent the flames from spreading to areas outside the prescribed burn. Also, firefighters will remain on scene until all hotspots are extinguished. Smoke will be visible around the lake and near Hogan Dam Road. Again, the public is asked not to report this as a wildland fire. And once again today, Amador County residents should be aware that the Amador Fire Protection District will be conducting a live training burn near the area of Bush Street in Plymouth. Smoke, flames, and fire apparatus, along with firefighters, will be visible in the area. Again, please be advised that this is a planned live training event. Do not call emergency services if you see smoke and flames near that location. Amador fire personnel and engines will be on site again starting this morning close to 8 o'clock with plans to continue the burn sometime around 9. All precautions have been taken to ensure this training burn stays controlled. For questions, contact the AFPD headquarters at 223-6391. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting.